This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Play a game? Want a game? How about a game of touch football or pickup or something? Let's do something. We got to get out and exercise. Exercise our bodies and our minds, our mouths, put them all together. And what do you have? The DJV Stew or the DJV Show. Another hour of that with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Lots of things cooking. Shall we start with the election, the primary ballot? Now, let's talk about Nick Cannon. How about that? Jennifer, are you front and center
sure.
on Nick Cannon and the interesting reality that racism doesn't go in just one direction? So, what happened?
Yeah, I think that's probably proof in this story. Viacom ended its relationship with Nick Cannon, which was rather long running. They've been together for a pretty long time, and that's because of some anti-Semitic comments that he made on his podcast. In the June 30th episode of Cannon's Class, Nick Cannon interviewed Professor Griff, who's a rapper who was part of Public Enemy, before he left the group after making anti-Semitic remarks. On the podcast, Cannon said black people are the true Hebrews and talked about the anti-Semitic conspiracy theories involving the Rothschild family. This is one that goes on both sides.
They're like the Bilderbergers and the Trilateralists and that bunch.
Yeah, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Right. He said, it's never hate speech. You can't be anti-Semitic when we are the Semitic people, Cannon said, when we are the same people who they want to be. That's our birthright. We are the true Hebrews. A Viacom CBS spokesperson released a statement saying that the company's relationship with Cannon has now been terminated. They said, Viacom CBS condemns bigotry of any kind, and we categorically denounce all forms of anti-Semitism. We've spoken with Nick Cannon about an episode of his podcast on YouTube, which promoted hateful speech and spread anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. While we support ongoing education and dialogue in the fight against bigotry, we are deeply troubled that Nick has failed to acknowledge or apologize for perpetuating anti-Semitism, and we are terminating our relationship with him.
All right. Can we back up here for a second?
It's disappointing.
I think it's disappointing
they fired him.
All right. I want to understand something here. You said something, there's a Semitic reference in here, we are the true Semites. Is that the suggestion? Is that black people are the true Semites and not Jews? Is that the suggestion?
Is his geography off? I don't get that.
Well, I want to get that clear in my mind. If that's what he said, that black people are the true Semites,
true Hebrews. He said
true Hebrews.
Yeah. Right. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Is his geography off, or is there something we don't know?
Well, but what about, did he use the term Semitic or Semites? Did I hear that in there somewhere?
No.
No, he said, I can give you his speech. He said, it's never hate speech. You can't be anti-Semitic when we are the Semitic people.
We are the same people
who they want to be. That's our birthright. We are the
They Jews. Being the Jews?
Apparently.
Well, you know, this gets
I'm disappointed
sticky.
In Nick. I've been a big fan of his, and I've watched him for many years, and that's disappointing.
But how is it harmful if he thinks this?
Wait a minute. But I'm not so sure that he's wrong in terms of Semites and the Semitic people. If you understand the history of the Jews and the Muslims, or you understand the history of that part of the world, it is the Middle East, that is the Semitic tribes, which sometimes are referred to as the Semitic tribes of Israel. They are, most of the people that came from that location are dark-skinned and are black. For example, if you were to find, if there ever was a true picture of Jesus, he would not be a fair-skinned, long-haired dude. He would be black because he was black. And the people who lived in that region then, and many of them now, are black, dark-skinned people. So, and I don't get what are people, he's saying black people are the true Hebrews. I don't get the true Hebrews, the Hebrews, if we're referring to the tribes of the early tribes that, you know, you go back to the Isaiah, you go back to a lot of the biblical figures, and they were the Hebrews. But if that's the case, then Christians are anti-Semitic too, because they stole the identity of Jesus to start their own tribe. So this is, I'm kind of confused here as to what everybody's upset about. What did he say that was really, I mean, I don't, he praised Louis Farrakhan, who is a complete jerkleburger a-hole and a nasty bad guy. So, I don't know. And, well, Farrakhan's probably the chief racist of all of the racists that are around today in terms of black versus white. Farrakhan is the leader of that bunch.
I actually don't know if he mentioned him specifically. Well, I'm looking through some of the comments.
I'm looking at an overview of it, and it says on the podcast, Cannon said black people are the true Hebrews. He also praised Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. I don't understand.
All I know is that he came back and he said, anybody who knows me knows that I have no hate in my heart, nor malice intentions. I do not condone hate speech, nor the spread of hateful rhetoric. We are living in a time when it's more important than ever to promote unity and understanding. Until then, I hold myself accountable for this moment and take full responsibility, because my intentions are only to show that as the beautiful human species, we have way more commonalities than differences. So let's embrace those as well as each other. We all family.
So Viacom
but
says...
But he wouldn't apologize, and so Viacom wanted him to apologize.
What is he going to apologize? What do they want him to apologize for?
I think if you want to talk about, you know, if you're talking with the dude from Public Enemy who has a history of saying, let's say, anti-Jewish things, like that, because that's
plenty
very
of that around.
Cut and dry. That's how he is. Louis Farrakhan, very anti-Jewish. We know this. So if Nick Cannon is playing into all that and essentially, you know, mirroring what they said, well, then how can you say he wasn't being anti-Jewish?
If that's what he's saying, I'm with you on that one. But I'm trying to figure out, having not listened to all this, and I'm wondering whether sometimes we all know how folks jump on the bandwagon and they hear something and they don't hear the context, they don't hear all of it, the pieces come out, and the outrage begins based on pieces, not on the full thing. I've never been a Nick Cannon fan. I have no horse in this race.
I don't care one way or another. Viacom can do what they want to do. But I feel like it's dangerous when someone doesn't think like we think is okay in the norm, that we just
Who makes up the rules here?
Because people, the beauty of our country is that people get to think all kinds of crazy things, whether it's whatever it is. And it's our job to decide whether or not we want to consume those things. And so I think it's a dangerous place, because someday and I'm not saying a you in particular to any one of us, but someday something that you say may not be considered in the norm. I mean, it just happened to Doug. just happened to Doug a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're canceled. And for no, I don't know. I feel like it's a dangerous slippery slope, because.
I agree with you there. But understand that Viacom CBS is run by a family called Redstone. And they are heavily, they live in the Boston area. They're very, very Jewish, if you will, and there may be some of that sensitivity. And a lot of the people that run CBS and Viacom are Jewish, but that doesn't mean anything either.
Everybody's going to be sensitive from their own perspective, and I totally understand that. It's just, do we want to start just eliminating everybody instead of using it for a conversation?
You eliminate all the people who have something to say that's negative about somebody or something. You don't have many people left, one way or the other. I mean, we could be considered bigots of sort, because we refer to people who seem not to get it as stupid sometimes. And, you know, that's a slur. Some people, what do you mean stupid? You mean I'm not as smart as you are? And it is a very slippery slope. Again, I don't care that much. Nick Cannon doesn't do anything for me one way or another. He's a radio host in Los Angeles, in fact, on a pretty good station there, and has been doing mornings for about a year or so. And he does that. What's the TV? He does one of the reality
shows. He's the host of The Masked Singer.
Yeah, okay. Is that's gone. Is that a CBS show?
NBC. Fox.
Fox show, okay. Well, I think we're getting to the point where the pendulum has gone a little bit too far now in the other direction. We need to bring ourselves up short and start analyzing what it is, excuse me, that we really are trying to do episodically by making sure the Black Lives Matter. That's one thing. But going overboard, listen, I've studied all the religions of the world when I was in college. I found religion fascinating. And understanding the Semitics, the word Semite, and where they, that's why when we talk, the feud between the Muslims and the Jews is a family feud. If you put a Middle Eastern Muslim next to a Middle Eastern Jew, you won't be able to tell by looking at them which one is which. They look the same, dark-skinned, big-nosed. That's what they look like. And so to have somebody get worked up about something that appears not, you know, anti-Semitism.
Well, he said people who have less melanin are a little less. And so people were, I guess that was more of the conversation. People are saying he's a black supremacist because he says that people who don't have dark skin, including white people, Europeans, and Jewish people, are... had to be savages because they had to go in to commit acts of violence.
Cannon said that?
Yeah.
Not a smart thing to say.
But, again, is
it
damaging
you? But he has the right to say it, but then they have the right, because it's their company, to throw him out if they don't want him there. You know, it goes round and round and round.
There it goes.
It just goes around. And where it stops, nobody knows. I find it interesting, though, again, back to the reference of the Semites and the Hebrews. Who's he married to? He's married to somebody famous, isn't he?
He was married to Mariah.
Oh, Mariah Carey.
They had two
Carey,
kids together, but they're divorced.
Right. Yeah. All right, so he doesn't have a particular steady at the moment.
I don't know.
I think she was tweaked at him last year because he said something like he'd marry her again, and she's like, oh, like I'd marry him again. Mm-hmm. You think that's the end of the road or something? I don't know. She was all upset by something he had said.
But are we going too far one way or another? Have we now come to the point where we are not appreciating, as Jennifer was suggesting, freedom of speech, letting people make fools of themselves if they want to? And then I guess on the other side you say, well, they have to be held accountable, or the boss says they should be held accountable, or the viewers say he should be held accountable, or whatever group we're talking about here. Is this the most important story of the day? Is the countenance of Nick Cannon's future the most important thing? It has a lot of people talking and heavily trending, but it does speak to one of the major issues of the day, and that's the Black Lives Matter. We have three things we pretty much are sticking to in terms of our focus, and that's number two on the hit parade after the virus. We haven't gotten to the election yet, but that's beginning to heat up a little bit too, I think. If you look around some... things we'll talk about in the next half hour as to election news and who won what. A couple of primaries yesterday. Do yourself a good turn. Replace the old pillows that you have in your home that are... There was a... you know how on some of the TV shows they have those lights that they use to try to detect blood, or at least that's what you... I think, you know, here's where the murder took place, and they turn the blue light on it. Well, if you were to turn one of those lights on your face or your body after you'd spent a night in a bed that had an old pillow and old sheets, you'd have those spots all over your face, all over your body. It's pretty gross when you think about it. But it is what is. There's a lot of stuff floating around in your bed and on your pillows that you, if you were looking microscopically at what was there, you wouldn't like it much. In comes MyPillow, the washable, dryable pillow that you can use in every bedroom of your house. As a matter of fact, their pillows, the accessory pillows, you can use anywhere. Try something new and delightful, a fresh pillow on your bed every night. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. You buy one pillow, you get another one free. These are all made here in America. MyPillow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possessed a track.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it, huh? Right down to the history of Tina Turner. In the focus now on the DJV program, where Jennifer and Victoria and you and I have the pleasure of some musical entertainment every hour during this portion of the program. There's some musical history, musical news. Tina is back. Got a remix of her classic hit, What's Love Got to Do With It? Do you think that's the most famous song for her?
Yes,
the most
well-known, so, yeah.
Is. Yeah, right. She was working with Norwegian producer DJ Kygo on a remix of the song, What's Love Got to Do With It? Kygo last year made a remix of Whitney Houston's cover of Higher Love, which went on to the music charts. Kygo announced it on Instagram, had a picture of himself with Turner writing, the song will be available this Friday. And he writes, can't believe I'm releasing a collab with Tina Turner on Friday. That's What's Love Got to Do With It? One of my all-time favorite songs. Feels surreal to get the opportunity to work with such a legendary artist. Can't wait for you all to hear it. What's Love Got to Do With It? First released in 1984. And when you think about some of the other hits, as I said, yeah. She has been on the road since 2008. She did a 50th anniversary tour. I have it on good authority. She is 80 years old and does not look it at all.
The last time she jumped up on stage that we know of was when her musical, the Tina Turner musical, opened on Broadway, right. and then on the West End in London. Yeah. And I think she sang a song with the cast, and people were just blown away.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah,
she still probably has better legs than all of us at 80.
Oh, for sure. Those legs. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Well, she first, I think, when she and Ike Turner were together, that was the when I was a disc jockey, I remember some of the things that came out. You know, you talk about what a different time we're in. If what was going on with her and him were going on today, he'd have been run out of time. He'd have had a long walk on a short pier, as it were. All right, let's get Dolly in the focus. Even though the virus has wreaked havoc, as we know, on all the award shows, for example, organizations, networks are still trying to find ways to make some things happen. The GLAAD Media Awards announced that it will host its first ever virtual gala at the end of this month. Number of major celebrities, Dolly will be involved, Lil Nas X, Gabriel Union, Dwayne Wade, and others as well. GLAAD is an LGBTQ media advocacy organization, which was supposed to have its 31st annual awards in New York on March 19th. And then do a show in L.A. on the 16th of April. That, of course, fizzled. Organization canceled them. Comedians Fortune Feimster. Am I pronouncing that right?
Feimster. Fortune Feimster.
Feimster. Okay. Gina Yashir. You're going to host along with celebrity guests Cara Delevingne. You're going to have to do this one for me.
Cara Delevingne.
Yeah. Rachel Maddow from MSNBC. Cast of Pose. And many more are going to be there. Sarah Kate Ellis is the president and CEO of GLAAD, said, quote, as this year's media awards go virtual, we hope to send a powerful message to people in the midst of all this culturally and political divisive time. Our visibility, our voices have never been more important. The show will stream on GLAAD's Facebook page and YouTube channel, also air on the Logo Network on August the 3rd. Didn't we before decide the Logo Network was for, isn't that a gay?
It is, and I watch it all the time because they have the best sitcoms.
They do? Really?
Mama's Family, every night, come on.
Mama's Family is a
original
show
Will and Grace, I think they air on that, right?
Really?
Yeah, they have all the old TV shows that are great.
Cool. All right, so anyway, those award shows go on, and Dolly is in the mix, as it were. Interesting. I'd like to have a show that featured Tina Turner and Dolly Parton. I'd like this. I'd like to watch that show. 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. One, find a quiet place if you can. Two, sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. Three, close your eyes, so you minimize distractions. Four, sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. Five, focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former U.S. Senator, then Attorney General Jeff Sessions, accepting defeat in the fight to get his Senate seat back, conceding to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in the Alabama Republican primary runoff election yesterday. President Trump backed Tuberville over his former AG because Sessions decided to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. Tuberville will face off against Senator Doug Jones in November. It's deadline day to file 2019 taxes or request an extension. The federal government added 3 months to the usual April 15th deadline because of the pandemic, and most states followed that lead, including Maryland, where Comptroller Peter Franchot says,
if you don't file your tax return, that triggers things that we don't have control over.
Wall Street futures are up on encouraging coronavirus vaccine reports. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The U.S. military is withdrawing from 5 bases in Afghanistan, slashing the number of troops in the country as part of a deal with the Taliban. The Pentagon says the bases will be handed over to Afghan partners, and more than 8,000 soldiers will stay in the country for now. The U.S. signed the agreement with the Taliban in late February in an effort to end nearly 2 decades of war. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is fighting a possible infection. The High Court saying the 87-year-old is at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore after suffering fever and chills, and she underwent a procedure to clean out a bile duct stent. She'll be in the hospital, they say, for at least the next few days. Prosecutors say Ghislaine Maxwell pretended to be a journalist when she secretly bought her New Hampshire mansion hideaway during the British socialite's arraignment and bail hearing yesterday. Details of her whereabouts were divulged by officials. Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend pleading not guilty to sex crimes as she appeared via video conference from Brooklyn. She faces 4 counts related to child sex trafficking and 2 counts of perjury. And Shaquille O'Neal, quick to help those in need, seen in Gainesville, Florida yesterday, helping stranded motorists along I-75. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here we are, bebopping back into your existence, the DJV show with beboppers Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and you, one of the greatest gifts that you could ever give to anybody is the freedom to learn at their own pace. Lessons. Thus what I said about Nick Cannon and some of the other things that have rolled into our lives in the past few days, few weeks, few months, maybe even the last few years. We've been all given some great gifts, if you look at it that way. Don't you think so? I mean, think about it, ladies. The gift of understanding all the good things that we have and had that have disappeared. Do we appreciate them more because of the virus, things that we took for granted, things that went on in our lives? Hopefully some of the good things, even the challenge is to get back to what we feel comfortable about, and that's going to be a while, I think. Maybe some of the things that we thought were fabulous are never going to return. And that may be a gift in itself because you get to try new things, right? Think differently, experience different things, go to different places. I think we have a lot of great opportunities here to appreciate that we aren't necessarily. And hopefully you see it that way. A couple of opportunities for us to spend a moment or two in the political realm. What was the fate of Jeff Sessions in the primary down there yesterday, Victoria?
Well, not a good fate. He lost big to Tommy Tuberville.
Was this a surprise? I haven't been following this. Was this a surprise?
I don't think so. To me, I've been to Alabama numerous times. We have a lot of friends there, and any time that you talk about Auburn football and Tommy Tuberville was the winningest coach, and I think in Auburn history, he is a god. There is no way that anyone was going to beat him, because if you talk about name recognition, there is nothing bigger than either Auburn or Alabama football coaches. So there's they literally could win any election without even showing up. That's how big and how much they are deified in Alabama. So it is not a surprise at all.
The surprise for me was that they called it so quickly. As soon as polls closed, they called it for him. So it wasn't even close.
Wasn't even close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of Jeff Sessions' country. But there's been a huge – I think Victoria's right. Yes, football, number one. Number two, Tommy Tuberville had the backing of President Trump, and he was actively campaigning for him, Jeff Sessions. And, you know, I think Jeff Sessions was just in over it, but in a lot of Republicans' minds, the whole reason we had the Mueller investigation, the whole reason all of this nonsense went on for years and years was because Jeff Sessions recused himself almost immediately before he even had a chance to find out what was going on with in terms of what the Democrats were trying to go after Trump with Russia. And I think he was operating, I don't think he was trying to operate maliciously. I think he was operating because he thought optically that's what looked good. But I think when you're playing against a loaded pack, I think you need to fight a little harder. And I think people thought maybe he lost his fight. And so immediately he did. And now you see Tommy Tuberville going up against Doug Jones. And that's a really vulnerable Senate seat for Democrats.
All right. So what's the black population of that state? And is it unusual? This is another white guy. I'm going to guess he looks about 60. How old is he? 1954 he was born. Yeah. 60-something or other. 65.
65? Yeah.
Yeah. So, is this going to be somebody?
He's a well-spoken guy. He's smart. He's, you know, beyond just being a football coach, like, he's no dumb jock. He's very, very well-spoken, like, well-educated. I think the era just comes across a lot better than Jeff Sessions, too.
Okay. So, let's take a side street here for a second. Is the era of the dumb jock over, really? I mean, we make fun of Gabunski there, the friend of Tom Brady.
Gronk?
What's his name? Gronk, yeah.
Gabunski?
But he's no dummy.
I didn't even know what you were saying. I'm impressed you figured that out, Victoria. High five to you.
Oh, jeez.
What? You both been around me long enough.
I just started to tune out when I heard Gabunski. I had no idea what was happening.
Why were you tuning out? What were you
because
doing?
When
why
you
were...
start talking about Gabunskis, I don't know what that is. And so immediately I was like, what is he doing? And
she takes a little mental nap.
My brain was like, no, I can't function with that.
Really? All right. So anyway, but I think just as an aside.
I don't know how dumb Gronk really is. He's pretty entrepreneurial.
I'm not sure he's dumb at all. He's dumb
well-spoken and you have to be careful. Well-spoken and dumb. Well-spoken is a skill. Being dumb is a skill. Sometimes they don't go hand in hand. But you know what I mean? Like, there are a lot of people who can't get themselves together but are pretty smart in other ways. And Gronk has to be pretty dang smart to be the football player that he is.
I think exactly. Anyway, so just an observation. I think a lot of people don't give athletes. I mean, I remember as a kid, both in high school and in college, the fellows who were playing football were not the brightest lights in the bulb. They weren't the best students. They were given a pass oftentimes, and they always got the nicest girls. That was more annoying than anything else.
Oh, now we
that.
Get to the bottom of it.
Exactly. Yeah. That we just doesn't like open the case. Yep.
All right. Next, the mail-in primary. Good, Doug. Mail-in. See, that was ballots and primary. We put them together. I get paid by the word here, so sometimes I put the words together. So these mail-in primary ballots look like they could. This is something we've been, all of us, I think, agree. Well, maybe not Victoria so much, but this is a mess
what
waiting to happen.
What don't I agree on?
Well, I'm not sure that you
I
think strongly about
in
this.
Last week.
Well, but I think mail-in ballots are wrong.
Well, wait a second. You've got to make a stipulation here. Absentee voting is different than mail-in ballots.
Yes.
Absentee voting means that you, a live person, requested a ballot, you fill it out, and you mail it in. That's fine.
Yep.
What people take issue with is mail-in, but mail-out ballots, basically, which California said they were going to mail to everybody on the voter rolls. What that does is leaves you prime and ripe for voter fraud because you're sending it to people who are dead, who have moved, who might be registered.
Anybody could open the envelope, fill it out, put it back in the envelope, and mail it in.
So you have to be really careful because people start going nuts, and they're all, I absentee ballot. I vote by mail all the time. That's not the – that's if you ask for it, great. If you don't, that's the problem. That's why I said to get around all of this, you should send everybody a notification in the mail. Say, did you know that you can vote by mail? Please check this box if you want to. Sign it and send it back so that you have some accountability to your voter rolls. That's it.
Registered. Yeah, I don't remember now if I requested it or not. I just registered in New Jersey because I was registered in New York for a long time. So I just registered here. And I don't remember if I checked the box for a ballot. I'm not sure.
I would imagine you probably did. I don't think New Jersey has automatic. I don't think, but, I mean, it may, but.
Yeah, Lewis and I just mailed both of ours in last week, because I think our deadline was the 7th, or maybe 2 weeks ago we mailed it.
Am I, is this another age thing where I would prefer to have the exercise of getting into my car or my truck, driving to the polling place, seeing the signs, seeing the people who are out there trying to influence one way or another? It's kind of like a tradition, and it gets washed away with all of this convenience crap.
I agree with you. I like to go to the poll, and
the
by the way,
of it. It's an exciting time.
I would love if they would ask me for my ID when I'm there.
Yeah, me too.
They don't. And so as much as we say we're serious about protecting people's integrity as voter, we're not.
Bunk 'em.
But what I will say is that not everybody is healthy and as functional, if I can't believe I'm calling you healthy and functional, as you or as me or as Victoria, where we can just have the freedom
to get in
our car.
Can't you believe you're calling me healthy and functional? I am healthy and functional.
I know, I'm teasing you. That was just a little joke. But we can get in our car and we can go to the polling place and we can do that. Not everybody can, and I get it. With COVID, maybe not everybody wants to. The thing is, if you don't, just ask for the ballot. I don't know
Victoria, in New York, 14% of the mailed-in ballots are no good.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised to see that. In my life, this is the first mail-in ballot that I've ever sent. Yes. I've always been in person for wherever I've had to vote.
It's not a spin. Just a lazy man's way.
I agree with Jen. It's not all lazy. Well, yeah, but right now, it was either me mailing in my ballot or not going and voting at all. And my parents are feeling
the
same way.
Now, that's another side of it. Okay, let's take a moment on that.
We're still in the middle of a pandemic right now. These are different times.
So, but is that going to be used? Can the fraud that Jennifer is concerned about be a result of us trying to take advantage of the situation in a positive way? By, you know, more people get to vote, but if you're afraid to go to the polls, then this is your way to do it, it's your way out. Okay, that makes sense on the surface, but underneath, we've seen the corruption that's taken place in, both sides. The Democrats certainly have been corrupt in the way they've handled the primary season, and they were corrupt the last time when Hillary got into the space that somebody else might have gotten into instead of her. And you got to believe that Joe Biden was a real slide into home plate for him because he came from nowhere all of a sudden. Why did that happen? You know, all of these things. The political system, because there's so much money and power and control at stake, it is a corrupt exercise. And the best way to keep it from getting more corrupt is to have individual participation to the fullest extent possible, and that doesn't include mailing in your ballot unless we have a circumstance like we do where people might be afraid to go to the polls because they don't want to.
I think you have more control over your ballot when you go in and you vote in person and you stick the thing in the machine.
I don't watch it going into the box.
But
I'm number 432. Yep.
Right, and that's great. And I hope that most people take advantage of that. But it's a choice. And I think the thing that like frosts me more than anything is when I talk about the dangers of vote by mail, people go, well, you just don't want everybody to vote. No, I want everybody to vote. Whether they like who I like or not, I want everybody to vote, because what do I always shout about? I always shout about the fact that civics are gone. This is how you make change in this country is elections, and everybody should participate. But you have to realize when you are voting by mail, there is a chance you're going to forget to sign the ballot, which means you're going to throw it out. They're going to throw it out. There may be that you mail's too late. Maybe it gets lost in the mail. Maybe somebody pulls it out of the mail. Once you've let it out of your control, you have to understand that there could be more vulnerabilities. If you want to make sure that
and
those
you'll never know.
Don't exist, then you go in.
Right.
And see,
never
here's the thing.
Know.
Yeah, you'll never know. And I'm thinking now, I'm like, you know, I don't know if our ballots even got opened or even made it to wherever they're supposed to go.
You can track them online usually.
Well, I was just going to say, why isn't there a tracking number that shows you where it is? Well, I don't know.
So
there
is like
actually
a UPS number? You can.
I know, like,
how do you
when
track
Jeff
it?
Bailed, you have to go onto the registrar, your local registrar's thing, and then you can type in your information. It shows you where your ballot is. I know for sure Jeff tracked his, because Jeff does absentee ballot. He's got the kids. He's got a job. He feels like he can't get away, so he does the absentee ballot. And he'll actually track his until he sees the check mark that they received and it's been counted. Mm-hmm. So you can do
that makes
me feel a little better, because little I didn't better. Know that that existed, yeah. And so now I have to figure out how to track my ballot, because I want. All I'm right. just curious. I want to see if it actually made it there or if it counted.
Today is National Pet Fire Safety Day. It takes place every year on the 15th of July. It's a day to learn how to keep your pet safe in case there's a fire, started by the Kennel Club and ADT Security back in 2009 to help pet owners learn safety measures to protect their beloved pets and their homes from fire. It's a pretty good opportunity to learn how to keep your little doggy from harm, but it's anything else. The National Pet, what is it, NFPA, is the National, what is that, National Fire Pet Association? Is that what it is?
Fire Prevention.
Oh, okay.
National...
Well, it's National Pet
National
Fire Safety
Fire.
I just heard Kobinski again. I took a quick nap.
National Fire Prevention Association.
Says a stove or a cooktop is the number one cause of fires started by your pets. Electrical cords sometimes be seen by your dog as a chew toy. That's happened more than once. When they are damaged, they can spark and cause electrocution or a fire. How many dogs have been, or cats still, been fried by chewing in a little bit too far on the cord? See you later.
I think I've only seen that in Christmas Vacation, but okay.
Really? Some old cartoons.
Great movie.
Yeah. Secure your cords, hide them behind furniture, keep your collar on your dog and leashes and cat carriers in an easy-to-access spot near an exit point. Who thinks this way? I get this is a good reminder.
You have to think this way.
But who thinks this way? Seriously.
Every dog owner I know does.
Really?
Especially if you're going away for an afternoon, or if you're going to be, you know, most dog owners don't leave their dogs overnight. But if you're going to be, any time I was ever out of state, like when we were living in New York and I had to run down to Jersey for the day, I would always give my keys to a neighbor and make sure that the dogs had collars on, leashes ready, just in case there's an emergency. You have to.
Yeah.
People who end up being devastated when they lose their pets. Steps that you can take.
Common sense. Thank you for that. Nick Cannon gets fired from his TV jobs. Okay, that's one TV story. We've been around that. The story of Naya Rivera continues with the co-creator of Glee, Ryan Murphy. I guess all of them are starting a college fund for her 4-year-old son, Josie, right? That's And anything new, we pretty much covered it.
No alcohol or drugs in her system. Yeah. I think a lot of people, unfortunately, just saying, you know, she drowned. She made a mistake of, you know, being the only adult out on that boat, on the
and
water.
No vest. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. What's the best TV show on tonight, Jen?
Watch the new one, United We Fall. That's coming up tonight on ABC.
10 before the hour.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters.
My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Tech Talk time has arrived for this Wednesday. The Ides of July are upon us. Charlie Keenan is here with me, Doug Steffen, as we look into the Netflix watch parties. How are we doing? Are you going to go to one of those, Victoria?
I've done one of them, yeah.
Have you? Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What, you just go to watch something on TV, right?
Yeah, you literally watch with friends. And so it's like a Zoom call, but you're all watching a show. And so with movie theaters, obviously, you know, still not really open in the full capacity, if they're open at all in your state, people are still not really that comfortable with going out in groups. So remote viewing party services have shot up in popularity, and it lets friends and family members sync up movies and TV shows from their own homes so that they can watch them together. And you don't have now. Watch with Friends was actually an app that was developed by a company called Kavo, and so they're going to now bring this computer, which once was a computer only watch party. Now they're bringing it to Roku and Apple TV, meaning you can watch it on your smart TV. And so the Watch with Friends app is available on iOS and Android, and as a Chrome extension. And so you'll use and that's what you'll use to create the watch party group by pasting in a direct link to the Netflix show or movie that you want to watch. And so guests will use the app to join the party. It's very similar to a Zoom call. And after that, Watch with Friends automatically identifies your Roku or Apple TV to play the show for you. And additionally, Watch with Friends features a built-in chat within the mobile app, so you can actually talk to your friends and family as you're watching the movie. You can, you know, comment on what you're seeing. So it's kind of like the second best thing to being in the same room with your friends and family watching something. And so each guest will need their own Netflix account. Apple TV users will have to install the Cabo Companion app if you have Apple TV, and that helps keep everything in sync. And right now it only works with Netflix, although Cabo says that they're looking to expand to other services like potentially Hulu or Apple TV Plus, Disney Plus, things like that. So if you're looking for a way to expand your watch parties right now, then Watch with Friends is basically the best way to do it.
All right. Sounds like it might be fun. Sony has released that new wearable air conditioner. Let's find out how that works.
The Geek Out.
It was last summer we mentioned a new device from Sony, a wearable air conditioner. And a year later, it's here. The Rheon Pocket is a small white box, about the size of a pack of playing cards you place into a pocket with an included undershirt found just below your neck on your back. Now you turn it on, and using something called the Peltier effect, it creates a cooling sensation Sony says can reduce body temps by as much as 20 degrees. It can also be used in the winter as a heater, doing the same thing but in reverse. It's operated via an app on your smartphone, but there is one clear flaw. The battery only lasts 2 hours. It's $120, and it's currently only available in Japan, but we've tweeted all the details over at The Geek Out.
Power your passions during Dell's Cyber Savings event with up to $400 off stunning tech like XPS laptops and Alienware systems, redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, next up on the Hit Parade here, Victoria, is a focus on Spotify and something new there, yeah?
Yes, Spotify is revamping their podcast charts to help listeners find new shows and keep up with what people are enjoying in their area. It brings a well-known and controversial feature in the podcasting industry to Spotify, making the app more on par with other players like Apple Podcasts. The two initial podcast charts will be called Trending and Top. Trending is based partially on the speed of growth in listener numbers, including 50 rising shows, and the Top charts will be the 200 most popular shows overall, and that's going to be localized by region. So if you're checking out the Top charts, it already exists in a smaller form currently, and that's going to be separated into categories like business, comedy, technology in certain regions, and then the charts will be available in 26 countries, including the U.S., Mexico, U.K., Brazil, and Germany, and they're going to be updated daily. So now, podcast charts are kind of controversial because people mess with the algorithm. There's a way to game the system, and so, you know, it's kind of, they fall into the, Spotify's now going to fall into the same controversy that Apple Podcasts ends up kind of dealing with, but at least it will, I think, help podcasters get their stuff out there, and it will help podcast listeners develop a bigger library, and it will help them find new stuff to watch. You can also see what's trending. You can see what type of podcasts are trending, whether it's true crime or comedy or whatever it may be that you're looking for, so I think it's a good way to help people discover new stuff to listen to. Because people are, you know, getting a little burnt. There's not a whole lot of TV left that we haven't binged, so podcast listening is still going strong.
You can find us, the DJV podcast, the clip of the day, the show itself, if you will, at djvshow.com, available on iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and Google Play, all of those places where you usually get your iPod.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.